Hey everyone, it is Loving Oral. I decided to throw my hat into the ring for the accent challenge because I'm bored at work and I can talk and work. So thanks to Trees-GWA for coming up with this, and now here we go. Number one, how do you pronounce your username? Loving Oral, because I decided to be a punny bastard when I created the name. So yeah, Loving Oral. Number two, where are you from in the world? I'm from the eastern U.S., specifically, PA, western PA. It's about as specific as I'll get. What is it called when someone throws toilet paper on the house? Shitty service. No, TPing, papering, a house. Oddly enough, growing up, I never did this. I grew up in the suburb of a suburb, so it was a little bit rural, a little bit suburby. And so my friends and I, we corned houses. We went out and got old, dried up corn, took off all the kernels, and we would throw that at houses. And then my house once got pancake battered. So they would go out like in the middle of the night, throw pancake batter on the house, and then it would freeze overnight because kids are dicks. Number four, what is that bubbly carbonated drink called? It is pop. I will fight you. Number five, what term do you use for gym shoes? Sneakers? Trainers? Shoes I don't have. What do you call your grandparents? I have specific nicknames, which I won't use because they're really specific. But grandma, granddad, grandpop, things like that. What do you call the thing with wheels used to carry groceries in the supermarket? Is a shopping cart? Yeah. By the way, you know, be nice to the cart returners because they're just trying to make a living. Number am I on now? Number eight. What do you use to change channels on TV? I use my phone because I'm cool like that. No, I use my phone because I have a Roku. But I believe what you're looking for is a remote control or a clicker. And now, because I was unprepared, I'm going to run downstairs and grab a book to read a passage out of, because I'm doing this off the top of my head and did not prepare. Aww. Hey, buddy. And now you get to hear me talk to my dog. Hey, who's a good boy? Yes, you are. Thanks for the kisses. Let's find a book to read. Let's go with one of my favorite writers, Neil Gaiman. I'm just gonna open up here. Oh, shrush. Let's see. I'm just gonna read the first two paragraphs of this book. An introduction. It's as hard to have a favorite sequence of myths as it is to have a favorite style of cooking. Some nights you may want Thai food, some nights sushi, other nights you crave the plain home cooking you grew up on. But if I had to declare a favorite, it would probably be for the Norse myths. My first encounter with Asgard and its inhabitants was as a small boy, no more than seven, reading the adventures of the mighty Thor as depicted by American comic artist Jack Kirby, in stories plotted by Kirby and Stan Lee, and dialogue by Stan Lee's brother, Larry Lieber. Kirby's Thor was powerful and good-looking, his Asgard a towering science fictional city of imposing buildings and dangerous edifices, his Odin wise and noble, his Loki a sardonic horned helmet creature of pure mischief. I love Kirby's blonde hammer-wielding Thor, and I wanted to learn more about him. That's me reading a book. And now I go back upstairs to work and say goodbye to my dog. Hey, buddy. Give me a kiss.
Yeah.
Number 10, do you personally think you have an accent? I probably have a little bit of the Western Pennsylvania accent. I've tried hard to get rid of it, but it still comes out a little bit. But yeah, number 11, say these words: ant, envelope, theater, cot, salmon, bacon, macaron, caramel, fire, tomato, coupon, herb, pecan, both, again, root, probably, sovereign, lawyer, mirror, water, mayonnaise, oregano, pajamas, iron, naturally, aluminum, jiff, it's soft G. I will fight you on this. It is jiff, not gif. Jiff, New Orleans, Cracker Jack, doorknob, Alabama, mobile, country, biscuit, garage. Number 12, say any three words that come to your mind. Steel, police, ramen. Those were just three things I saw in my room. Bonus round, if you're up for it, try the word list in any other accents. So obviously you guys know I do act a little bit, but my accent work is horrible. Any accent I try to do invariably ends up Australian for some reason. So I'm going to try saying these in an Irish accent just because it's the first one that came to my mind, and hopefully it won't turn Aussie on me. Aunt, envelope. No, that's British. I don't know. Let's just do British then. Aunt, envelope, theater, cot, salmon, bacon, macaroon, caramel, fire, tomato, coupon, herb, pecan, both, again, root, probably, sovereign, lawyer, mirror, water, mayonnaise, oregano, pajamas, iron. See, that's where my Western Pennsylvania accent comes out. Iron, naturally, aluminium, jiff, New Orleans, Cracker Jack, doorknob, Alabama, mobile, country, biscuit, garage, steel, police, ramen. So there you go. That's me rambling for probably, I don't know how long this is, 5 minutes, about this accent challenge. I hope you all enjoyed me, and you have a good day.